Are you ready?
Let me introduce you to this guy.
Yeah. My next guest,
Huddy D presents.
Ever notice how Post Malone's mustache looks like two dogs kissing? It's time for our wholesome news update. This time, we're going to a World War II veteran, James South. Now, James South is a World War II veteran. He turned 100 years old on Monday. Weeks prior to his big day, he asked for 100 birthday cards. His assisted living community in Brooktale, Watoga, posted a photo of South's wish on Facebook. He never imagined he would receive over 100,000 cards. Isn't that adorable? 100,000 cards from the community. He said, to go into the store in town and pick out a card and send it to me from the people, that's almost more than I can handle, I'll tell ya. He said, it touches my heart. Aww, we're just crying every day because we're seeing all these beautiful cards come in. His daughter, Debbie South, said, the cards came from Australia, Great Britain, and even China. James South, we salute you. Last night, I watched a television show so you don't have to. Island on Netflix, the Netflix original series. Checked it out last night for ya. And I'd like to tell you my thoughts. It's confusing, overdramatic, and a big hunk of stinky cheese. The main character, unknown, wakes up on a deserted island with a shell in hand.
Hello? Anybody?
Huh? What made her immediately decide to blow in the shell as a call for help? Makes no sense. The show gets way more bizarre. And one of my favorite scenes in the first episode, they all decide to go swimming. Huh? You're stuck on a deserted island. You decide to go swimming? Then there's a shark that mauls someone. The show is so whack, it's all over the shop. But they're all so chill. Like, even though they're stuck on a deserted island with no one, they decide that it's okay. To top it off, this dramatic mess, there's a main character named Chase. She throws the shell in frustration. And you remember that magic shell? You know, the one that sounds like this.
Hello? Anybody?
The shell has a recording device in it with the iLand logo. How crazy is that? iLand, you really disappointed me. The show is weird and cheesy enough that I'm a bit weird and cheesy, so I'm a little bit intrigued. iLand, okay, you get 3 stars. Brad, what's happening in the world of fake news?
Well, in international news, the Japanese PM admits the country's greatest shame is allowing grown men to drive around as Nintendo characters.
Oh, really? Pornhub has announced a partnership with Tesla to capitalize in the Sydney market for emerging driverless cars.
In entertainment news, Justin Trudeau's blackface scandals have disappeared after he hired Chris Lilley as his PR crisis manager.
It's a good idea. Chris Lilley's good like that. And in sport, the NRL has promised to get Ariana Grande or Ed Sheeran for the 2029 Grand Final. And looking forward to that.
And as always, if you're not near your windows, the forecast is...
The weather outside is weather.
Piers Morgan and Broccoli Man. Let's see what's happening over there.
I've always been a piece of broccoli.
Really?
Yeah, oh yeah. Yeah.
Right. So what? So do you have a job?
I just grow.
He just grows. I don't know what the hell we're talking about right now. I've never seen a vegan just grow. This man went on Piers Morgan and he was chatting about he's a piece of broccoli. He had no facts whatsoever talking about whether veganism is better than eating meat. Piers was bringing it to him, talking about the fact that maybe meat is in fact, a good diet to have. And this guy just kept on saying, I'm just a humble piece of broccoli. Ugh, broccoli man, what are you doing for the world? If you're a vegan, call in 9805-6667. Would you dress as a piece of broccoli to send your message? And just why are you vegan? I want to know the reasoning. Let us know. 9805-6667. Vegans, maybe I'll become a vegan. I don't know. We'll figure it out later. Broccoli Man, I salute you and all that you stand for. and I want you to come on the show, but you're in England. But hey, we'll reach out, we'll connect, and maybe I'll wear a carrot suit or an eggplant suit, and the eggplant can be a part of the broccoli.
What is pop culture?
How the hell I know?
Pop culture is a universal language.
Huh, okay.
This guy knows what he's talking about.
Paddy D is on the pulse.
Yes, I'm on the pulse, and I have a few stories I'm going to bring to you today. A few of them, which they're a bit weirder than yesterday.
I mean, so get
ready
for it. Yeah.
Uh-oh.
All right. So the first story that I have is about a grown man who pretended to be his 10-year-old self for a whole morning. Now, yeah. Greg, you act like a 10-year-old. What are your thoughts on this one?
I saw it and just thought that looked like so much fun. He was up on the counter eating his breakfast in a squat. Yeah. I thought that was the most fun idea. If I had enough counter space in my apartment, I totally would have done that.
What were you like as a 10-year-old?
I was a 10-year-old. I was an emotional little so-and-so. I cried a lot when I was that age.
Why?
I was a wuss.
Really?
Well, you're bringing the segment down, all right. Millie, what were you like as a 10-year-old?
I definitely couldn't do that countertop squat. I don't have the thigh muscles. As a 10-year-old, I was just off playing with horses and I was in jodhpurs and jumpers and horse riding boots and covered in horse poop or fur. Horses.
You're a country gal. Let's
see.
Yes,
I was.
What were you like as a 10-year-old?
Pretty much the same as I am now. A bit of a smart ass.
Well, it was only a year ago, so.
Yeah, that's true.
What do you mean? Don't tell my age.
A bunch of users on a subreddit have decided to abstain, and it's going to be a No Nut November. Millie, I don't see you abstaining for more than a day. What are your thoughts on this?
I was fine until Letzi started laughing. What? Whose nuts are we talking about, okay?
If you have to explain it, you're not old enough to know.
What are you talking about?
If you've heard of the Seinfeld episode about the experiments where they have to go a certain amount of time without performing the art of, I don't know, fellatio is... I don't know.
We're not actually talking about peanuts nuts. No. I thought we were talking about peanuts nuts.
Fellatio.
No, fellatio is the mouth.
Just the orgasm.
Teabagging.
The
male orgasm.
Yes, correct. Yeah. So, thoughts on this one? A whole month without it. How would you go?
That's my personal best.
Really?
I know I did that
once. You've done it before.
Yeah, I did a month.
Why?
I was traveling overseas and I had to share a room with my dad the whole time. So I'm just like, I don't want there to be any evidence left behind that he might find. I'm not doing that.
Gross evidence.
How much evidence do you have
about that? Yeah, did you leave a lot of evidence?
Sometimes things get out of control. That's all I'm saying.
Out of hand?
You don't want to bring the blue light into Greg's room, I'll tell you that much. Let's see, how much do you master? No, I'm just kidding.
Pretty often. I could not do a month. I don't think I really don't think I could.
Pretty
do
often.
Oh, to be 11 again.
I'm actually doing it right now.
You're just discovering it, aren't you?
Let me load.
You're discovering your body, aren't you, Letzi? That's a good
teenager
thing. It's good to discover your body.